This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Police and protesters already at odds ahead of a curfew that has gone into effect in the U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky. Crowds of varying sizes have gathered in New York, Washington, D.C., Atlanta, and Chicago, while some protesters against racial injustice and police brutality massed in Kentucky's largest city after a grand jury did not directly charge any police officers in the death of the medical technician Breonna Taylor. Some of those protesters later clashed with police in riot gear. About a dozen people were arrested in one confrontation between hundreds of demonstrators and a group of heavily armed law enforcement officers just outside downtown Louisville. The Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, says he had a hard meeting with members of Breonna Taylor's family before his announcement. In a news conference Wednesday evening, U.S. President Donald Trump said he may overrule the Food and Drug Administration on COVID-19 vaccine approval, claiming if they don't authorize the vaccine, politics might be the reason. Meanwhile, earlier in the day, the head of the U.S. Food and Drug Administration said that science will guide their decisions as the agency decides whether to give full or emergency authorization to a coronavirus vaccine. Dr. Stephen Hahn was speaking to the U.S. Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions. Hahn said that the decisions will be made by career FDA scientists, and he pledged the approval process will be transparent and independent. The United States is moving forward with a plan to manufacture doses of some of the vaccine candidates currently undergoing trials. So doses can be made available to the public quickly if and when they are approved. Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the CDC, told lawmakers that the country has experienced an average of 40,000 new cases each day. This is VOA News. Britain became the latest European country to impose restrictions on socializing Wednesday, following a sharp rise in coronavirus transmission rates. Under the new rules, pubs and restaurants will be forced to close by 10 p.m. People are once again being encouraged to work from home. The number of new cases is roughly doubling every week, and a chief medical officer has warned of 50,000 new infections daily if that pattern continues. Meanwhile, the government's furlough scheme has supported around 10 million jobs is due to end next month. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is under pressure to extend it amid warnings and soaring unemployment. France's health minister unveiled a map of coronavirus danger zones around the country Wednesday and gave the hardest hit local authorities, including that of Marseille, to days to tighten restrictions or risk having a state of health emergency declared there. The minister told a news conference that the country would be divided in zones by alert level. He added Paris and its suburbs, six other cities were declared reinforced danger zones. The United States Wednesday announced new sanctions against Cuba, aimed at further denying sources of revenue to the government in Havana. President Trump says that his administration stands with the Cuban people, but not the Cuban government. He says that they're reaffirming their ironclad solidarity with the people and our eternal conviction that freedom will prevail over sinister forces of communism. At a ceremony recognizing veterans of the Bay of Pigs invasion, U.S. President Trump says he's tightening the restrictions against Cuba to financially starve the island's government. West African leaders say may lift the painful economic sanctions against Mali. Interim president is inaugurated Friday in the wake of the August 18th military coup. The bloc's envoy said, praising the junta's leadership. Comments suggest the 15-nation economic communists of West African states could accept the candidate's pick this week to lead the transition of power, although they do not have the fully civilian background the bloc had demanded. The easing of sanctions would be a relief for Mali, whose imports have slumped 30% since its neighbors closed borders and halted financial flows. And Britain's finance minister will announce new plans to support jobs Thursday as fears mount of a surge in unemployment when an existing $66 billion of support program comes to an end in just over a month. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.